This goes to Dr. Jessica Mowbray, M-O-W-B-R-A-Y, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Susan Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, date of birth 8-14 of 1960. Dear Dr. Mowbray, this is a consultation for Mrs. Atkinson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which is worsening since April of 2023. Ms. Atkinson is a 64-year-old patient with a history of type 2 diabetes and a very strong family history of hereditary nephritis, also called Alport disease, A-L-P-O-R-T disease. A mother had that condition. She's had several brothers with Alport disease on hemodialysis from end-stage renal failure. She's had a sister and also a nephew who has renal failure from Alport disease. So most likely this patient may also suffer from this condition. Currently, she does not have any symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She does have known coronary artery disease, though, and has had several cardiac catheterizations with stent placement. The most recent cardiac catheterization was October of 2024, and one stent was placed. And she had several stents placed in 2018 also. Currently, she's feeling well after her most recent cardiac catheterization, and she's on aspirin and Brilinta to prevent any complications with the stents following the cardiac catheterization. And after her initial cardiac cath procedure, she was told she would stay on blood thinners for the rest of her life. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have chronic esophageal discomfort unless she takes proton pump inhibitors, though. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. No neuropathic pain or decreased sensation in the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for many years, currently very well controlled, hyperlipidemia, arteriosclerotic heart disease with angina, vitamin B12 deficiency, history of low magnesium levels, obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and a myocardial infarction in 2018. Past surgical history, cardiac catheterization 10 of 24 with one stent placed, and other cardiac catheterization in September of 2018 with two stents placed. C-section, colonoscopy, and tonsillectomy. Social history, she quit smoking in 2000. She rarely uses alcohol and does not use illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for hypertension, congestive heart failure, diabetes, and multiple family members with hereditary nephritis, resulting in renal failure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Brilinta, 90 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram weekly, Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, magnesium oxide, 400 milligram daily, metoprolol, 50 milligram daily, Mounjaro is 5 milligram weekly. That's allowed her to have a 40-pound weight loss over the last 6 months. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram sublingual PRN chest pain, omeprazole, 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 226 pounds. Height, 66 inches, pulse is 73, and blood pressure 104 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, non-pitting edema of lower extremities, skin warm, no lesions, no ulcerations, no rashes, brisk capillary refill, sensation intact in lower extremities. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done 12/17 of 24. Creatinine was 1.49, GFR 39. 10/29/24, creatinine 1.4, GFR 42. 9/30/24, creatinine 1.41, GFR 42. 6/11/24, creatinine 1.36, GFR 44. 10/10/23, creatinine 1.2, GFR 51. And 4/19/23, creatinine 1.1, GFR is 57. Other labs on 12/17/24, we have calcium of 9.0, sodium 140, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 19, albumin 4.3, glucose was 99, hemoglobin 12.5, normal white count, normal platelet levels, intact parathyroid hormone 11/6/24 is 132.7. Urinalysis 12/18/24, negative for blood and a trace of protein. And intake parathyroid hormone 12/17/24 is 116.5. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to hereditary nephritis. Due to the small size of her kidneys, her kidney ultrasound that was done 6/4 of 2020 showed right kidney being 9.2 centimeters and the left kidney 8.1 centimeters. Very small kidneys, when usually diabetic kidneys are much larger. So the hereditary nephritis is a good possibility. A kidney biopsy at this time would really not be valuable and probably be more risky than providing, and it would not provide the benefit that would be worth the risk. There could be bleeding, and the kidneys are very small. And treatment will be the same, regardless of the findings of that study. So we want to have her repeat all of our labs now. We're going to check another urinalysis and a creatinine to protein ratio, as well as parathyroid hormone levels, and a renal panel and CBC with differential. Then we want her to have lab studies done every 3 months thereafter. She should continue to follow her low-salt diabetic diet, and we will have a follow-up visit with this patient within the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.